Hey, Kate.
Hey Gio, how you doing?
Doing well, it
It did. Oh my God. I
you see why
love
I thought it was
Yes. Oh my goodness. I cried. I wanted to sob and I knew I didn't have time to fix my mascara because I have lots to do today. So I held it back, but oh my gosh. This it you know I've got this one stays on my desk because you know these little doves they elevate, which is weird but great. But oh my God, this I will keep this forever. I'll keep this forever. I love this. Yeah, this
When I saw it,
anyway.
I thought, that's magic. That's magic.
And then I thought, you know, I want to try to paint that. I don't know if I can, but I thought, oh, that would be so much fun to do. And then I would put this with it. But I wouldn't attach it in case, you know, if I have to leave the painting, if something happens with the world, you know, this I could take with. But I love it. Thank you so
Oh,
much.
Kate, I'm so glad it touched you so
Oh
much.
man. Yeah, it, oh, jeez.
Oh, Kate, I had no idea.
Well, you know, when this guy came, Rachel told me that he goes in and out of the physical world and the spiritual world, and she had never seen that with a living animal.
Oh my goodness.
And it's just perfect.
Oh my goodness.
Because, you know, I'm
I
sure
had
he did. Yeah, I know, but you listen to your heart and you sent it, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. I love it. I absolutely love it. But okay, so I'm gonna pull myself together.
That's the reaction I hope for, but never expect to get.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, I just feel like there's just so much love that's just, you know. And of course, he's sleeping. Oh my
Do you want to
gosh.
come say hi? Kate could use the more support. Yes, Kate could use the more support.
And when I put it down to him, when I showed it to him, because I held it up and he's like, you know, but when I moved it over to him, he was really checking it out. And I thought, I wondered if he could smell Mary and
And
William,
William,
you know, which made it really cool.
come say hi. Come say hi. She needs to see you. Yes, she needs to
Hey,
see it.
William.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Are you watching that, Madge? At least he's not huffing and puffing.
The ears just twitched. Yeah. Those eyes.
The bug man's supposed to be here shortly after our call. So I have the
Oh.
curtains picked up because they pool on the floor and I do not like I don't want him putting poison on them. So anyway, everything's a mess in here because I have to move everything so that because I
Yeah.
don't want poison getting on my stuff. But anyway, so that's why it's kind of bright behind me. Look at that, William. Are you keeping your eye on him?
Can you say hi instead of giving me kisses?
Hey, William. Well,
It's
he
not
wouldn't know
me.
where the sound is coming from. We have to teach them to look into the camera.
You say hi? You say hi? Yes, I'll say hi to you.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on my lap lately much, so it's kind of a treat. And in summer, you know, he's not as snuggly, so thankfully we've had really cool nights.
Oh, good. Good.
We've had several days in the 70s, which has been delightful.
I think we're supposed to hit 90s this week, 94 or something. I just hope the humidity's not going to be way up there too. Now,
Oh.
how far are you from the ocean? Do you have a lot of humidity?
There's the coast range between us blocks a little of it. I maybe 100 miles, I don't know. It's not that far, but we don't usually get terrible humidity. It's nothing like the Midwest.
Wow. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That is
In
great.
fact, sometimes the heat index is lower than the temperature
Oh,
because of the low
wow.
humidity.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. You know, that is the one thing that I really miss about Colorado. I really miss it. You know, when you open the door and it's like walking into an oven, you know, to step outside. I feel for the people who have to work outside. I
Oh.
couldn't, my body wouldn't be able to do it. It just wouldn't do it. But you know, I guess, well, I must have gotten used to it when I lived here. I don't know.
Didn't know any better, but you know, I did not get used to it after I was an adult and lived in Missouri and Washington, D.C. Missouri was worse than Washington, D.C. Of
Yeah.
course, I pretty much went from air conditioned house, air conditioned car, air conditioned building.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, wasn't out in it much.
Well, thank goodness for air conditioning.
Yeah.
So, how have you been?
Oh, well, tired. So Saturday was our reunion, and last year you told me to practice loving detachment, and I have to say it was the least anxiety reunion I have been to yet. But also there were some friends that sometimes I just don't, because a lot of the people that it's from anybody who served over decades, so they people form sort of cliques with the people that they worked with, and I was there from 80, no, was I from, no, I was there from 92 to 95, and then from 2001 to 2006. So there's some people that I knew the first time, there's some people I knew the second time, and there's some people that were there both times. So anyway, there's a guy I worked with. Actually, I worked with him both times there and at the Pentagon, which is kind of funny. And he hadn't been back in years. He lives in North Carolina now, but he came back and we got to spend a lot of time visiting, and he's just really good people. And we both had, you know, some real challenges, and you recognize good people. So that was lovely to get to spend time with him. And then there's a gal that I knew. I didn't actually work directly with her, but I knew over the years, and she kind of took me under her wing. So, but there's a lot of times I don't really have somebody to talk to, and I kind of feel like a wallflower. And so it can be, they can be very stressful. In fact, I probably wouldn't have gone if I hadn't known that that guy was going to be there, but glad I went. I really, really glad I went. I had a nice time.
Oh, wow. Good. So, is it because you don't have anyone to engage with that it makes it stressful? What is it that makes it a stressful experience?
Well, when I was there the first time, I was kind of the girl next door, everybody's darling. But when I came back, I was the inspector general. And that's a really weird role. And so there were people who resented my being there because there was somebody else they wanted to have in the position. There were people who resented what I did because they didn't like the way I did some things. So I'm always on pins and needles with those people. You know, they're generally really smiley on the outside, but I'm apprehensive about, you know, what's really going on. And
So
but another good thing was it was from 3 to 5 instead of like till 9 or 10. And so everybody was gone. It was in a brew pub and everybody was gone by 6. So I got home in plenty of, there was no traffic. It was lovely.
Oh, good.
And then of course there's all the stuff going on in the world. Although I have to say, Saturday turned out to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, that I did not see any incidents. There may have been, but I,
I
none of
didn't
it
hear of
popped up
any.
in for me.
I didn't hear of
And
any.
seeing the Golden Gate Bridge lined with people. That, did you see that? Did you see that picture?
I thought that was a picture of when they opened it up at the 50th anniversary. The bridge deck actually went down. There were so many people. I thought that, I didn't look at the caption. I thought that's from when that was. If
Oh,
they
I
opened
thought
it
it
up,
was from Saturday.
it might
Maybe
have
I was
been.
wrong.
If they opened it up, that's kind of what it looked like.
Wow. Well,
I should go look and see.
yeah, I don't know. I just thought it could have been from when they opened it, but I thought it was when it happened. But the same thing, they were talking about how it moved, but
Yeah,
everybody
because it
was
was so
safe.
heavy.
I did see that part. Yeah, that was something to see. That I hope that that's when it was, but
It was
anyway.
pretty scary when they did it, when I was there, because they just let people in from both ends and they converged in the middle, and people were throwing bicycles and baby carriages over because they were going to get squished. There was no way
Oh my
to,
gosh.
I mean, it was not well designed, that nobody thought about traffic control.
Oh,
But I
wow.
don't think anybody was hurt, but it was pretty scary.
Yeah, so were you there on the bridge?
Oh no. Oh no.
Okay. What year
No,
was
I wasn't going
that,
anywhere near that.
though? Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't hear any incidents. I did see some stuff happening. I don't know, Iran, Iraq, wherever I saw it.
Yeah, and I'm really trying to stay away from that. Something's going on
Yeah.
with Israel.
What I did see, I felt this horrible black energy, dark energy. And so, and I didn't go into it any further because I was trying to stay out of any of that. And just sent it, broadcasting out love, best I could. So, did you have an opportunity to, to work with your chakras, infusing those with love, your energy centers?
A little bit, and I tried a little bit every day.
Okay.
Didn't go back to the meditation, and I didn't go track another one down, but I was conscious of it and trying to be mindful of that
Okay.
when I was lying down at bedtime.
Okay, good. Well, please keep continuing with that. I'm going to make a note here.
Where's my notebook? Or is this the wrong one?
I would really like to fit the time in to do another meditation that is more succinct. For infusing love into the chakras. Hopefully I'll be able to get that done sooner rather than later. Because like I said, I want to use that too. I listened to Nancy Rebecca has another had another video that I listened to, and she was, bless her heart, she was talking about maladaptive perfectionism. And that being the leading cause of anxiety and depression. And
Well, it's A. I
she,
wouldn't call it the leading, but.
yeah, I don't know, she called it the leading. But when I started looking at it, the point was that I started looking at that, and bless her heart, she was she kept losing her place on where she was reading, and it was, she's very human, so it gives us all permission to be human. So I love that about her. And she doesn't get flustered. She just, she'll just say, "Oh, I lost my place." And then at one point in this particular video, she said, "My guides must be wanting to show me just how imperfect I am because I keep losing my place." And I love that. I love that because, stuff happens. But she was talking about the pressure we put on ourselves, and I started looking at that and look and going back, following the energy of those feelings of it needing to be right and needing to be perfect and the feelings of failure when things didn't work the way you want. And I remember Fred saying to me, I don't remember what it was about, probably something I cooked for dinner and it was awful. I don't know. But I was upset about it. And he said that I had to cut myself some slack because things don't always work out perfectly the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
It must have
He
been on one
said
of his
it.
better days.
Yeah, you'd think. But but the thing was, I mean, what he said was really good. The way he said it was like, this is another failure.
Oh, yeah.
So it didn't help me feel better. But when I was processing through and remembering what he said, it supported me. What he said supported me to show myself grace,
Good.
to not be such a perfectionist. And so I've really worked at not being that. But when I followed back more of the energy, I started seeing where it's for this lifetime, it's stemming from the way my mother behaved. And then I remember going back, I started looking back even further that, my grandma loved us. She hugged us, she kissed us. I was probably still sitting on her lap at 10 years old, and she'd rock me, but mom was not like that. There was no hugging, there was no kissing. I was 17, 18 years old before I even remember her telling me she loved me. And but she did say it. And being programmed to wanting that approval and not getting the approval. And as I looked at all that energy and how it's played out in my life, I was thinking about you too. And being in the military and everything having to be so-so, and it needs to be right the first time. And people die if it's not right, depending on what the situation is. And then going into caregiving. And that just being, you're just holding the space. There, you have no control over how, that somebody's going to get better. And as I was thinking
Which
about
you
you,
can have control over the outside world and how it interacts with that person. And that's where the perfectionism kicks in. Trying to make the
in a good
system work for them.
to support them.
Yeah, like, getting the doctor's, the insurance approvals, getting the right appointment, going to the appointments and taking notes and making sure everybody's keeping track. That was the full-time job.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I was wondering how, if when you step back and look at the whole bigger picture of all of it, that need for everything to be all the ducks in a row, and some things being so far outside your control that you can't do anything with. I mean, like death itself,
Yeah.
and not wanting them to go, and needing them to be with. How, if you look at all of that, where does that energy fall for you
You mean in the present?
today? Yeah, today, when you look back at all of these things, and I know it's impossible to do it right here in this moment, but to look back at It's pulling forth any pain that could be buried, that could be subconsciously in the background causing anxiety.
You know,
Is
I wonder if if the perfectionism triggered the anxiety or the anxiety triggered the perfectionism. I think it's a vicious circle.
it is a vicious circle. It becomes an unending loop because we have the feelings and then we have the thoughts that support the feelings. And then because we have the feelings, it generates more thoughts. And we get into, I think she called that cognitive over processing, because we're starting to think about that stuff and we're feeling it, and then we're thinking about it, and we're feeling it, and we're thinking about it, and we're feeling it. And then when we're busy and we got things to do, okay, I can't think about this right now, so it gets shoved. And then next thing you know, it's a part of the operating system of how we function every day. And it's lodging that pain and suffering in our chakras, in our body, in our the cell, very cells of our body. So when we can look back at that energy and those experiences and those emotions and those feelings, when we look at it, when we observe it, it starts to lose its power because it can't exist in the same state. So I
And
really want to support.
compassion can come in when you are observing it.
Yes. And forgiveness. And forgiveness, you know, because, and it's not just, you know, this, it's the situation, it's other people involved, it's ourselves, forgiving ourselves for whatever part we played. And, you know, there are times that, you know, we just want to throw up our hands and be done. And when things are really, really painful, it's hours and days and maybe weeks. But the more we observe that energy and those experiences and we're healing it, then those feelings, because we're still human, those feelings of I'm done and we just want to throw up our hands, they're just moments. They're not hours and days and weeks. It's just a moment. And then we're able to go, wait a minute, I have the power to change this. And it's grasping that power to look at life from another perspective, one that feeds us.
And I've been doing the realization that, oh, I'm tired. This is not the time to make that decision.
There you go. There you go. So bringing in something that lifts the spirits, makes us laugh, or we need to go lie down, or we need to read something that makes us feel good, or we do a puzzle, or we sit with the dogs, or you know, whatever it is that brings you back into a state of peacefulness and joy. And you know, recognizing that, because when we're tired and the thoughts start, and then we're having the feeling and we're having the thought and then we're having the feeling and it gets into that loop again. We're back into survival mode because our energy starts to shrink wrap because we're trying to protect ourselves. And our brain's trying to come up with a solution. Well, there is no solution. There's no way to resolve this from this energy because we can't think greater than what we're feeling, and we're feeling like awful. So moving into that peacefulness again, then we're able to move forward and get the rest we need. And then if we need to go back and look at something, then we have more energy to actually look at it, and we have more clear better clarity of thought, and we can look observe the energy, and it doesn't have near the power over us that it had yesterday or the day before when we were drowning in whatever was happening. So I know you've done a lot of work with where your mom was concerned and you know, through everything, but when you step back and look at the whole bigger picture, there may be a spot or a time in your life that stands out that needs more attention of processing through or forgiveness of even yourself. And go
A lot of
ahead.
it's my brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been working
He
a little
was,
on that with my counselor.
So he was not kind to you when you were a child, is that right?
He was teasing me really. I don't know what he thought he was doing. Some of it was I reacted so much it was fun, but yeah, he was teasing mercilessly, and I was terrified. He's 10 years older, and he was going through a lot because my mother was really on his case to be somebody he wasn't, to be her idea of what he should be. And I mean, dad was on the road. I have a lot of compassion for what he was going through. But I was damaged, as you say, probably collateral damage. But I know that had a lot to do with my anxiety.
Okay, awesome. Well, and that's really good to see that, to okay, this is where it was stemming from. And when you look at that, when you observe those experiences from today, do you still feel the anxiousness, the feelings of betrayal and of being attacked, because that's how we feel. Whether they were really trying to attack us or not, I mean, that's what it feels like. We're being threatened in some way. Do you, when you look at those things now, do you feel any of that energy? Or when you look at it, is it just an experience that you had?
Well, interesting you should say that, because I would say it's just an experience. But my counselor, who is very well trained into that, tells me my body is saying I'm very anxious. The way I change the way I hold my body, she says it. And she'll point it out.
Okay.
It's very weird to think that somebody could tell that much about you from the way you are. But most people I don't think do. But clearly, I show a lot of anxiety when I start talking about my brother. Even though I don't think it here, and I'm not even aware of it here, my body knows.
Your body knows. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Just this morning, I was talking to somebody and talent sharing with them that I was in a theta healing class, and the lady I was doing the theta healing with, I saw the cells of her body singing, and I didn't know they could do that. I mean, I could not only see it, but I could hear it. It was this beautiful hum, and they were singing, and so I hesitated to even mention that because, it sounds a little crazy. But when I did, I found out that that's normal. When the body is in the happy state, the love state, that's what the body does. And, we've been talking about how we bury feelings in those three chakras, the lower three chakras. So infusing that with love, those chakras with love, that's going to clear out that energy. I guess we should have talked about this before. It will bring forth, it will illuminate the pain that you've been holding on to, if there is any. So this person that I was talking to, she's had a really, let's see, how do I even say it? Physical, being physically in danger from people who are supposed to love you. Because she had gone to the chiropractor, and she said the chiropractor said her upper body wouldn't even move. And so we were talking about, well, how much are you, is your body subconsciously trying to protect you by, shrinking in? So, looking at the whole bigger picture of all this, where your brother's concerned, you may not have been physically in danger, but your body felt you were physically in danger because your mind was definitely in danger because of the way he treated you, and you've cleared a lot of that energy out, but the body still has that feeling in it, as your therapist is sharing with you. But if you fully clear that out with the love, that's the other thing in the chakras. The chakras are going out to all the systems of the body. It's touching all the systems and all the cells. And like with Reiki, Even if you've got your raking your hand right here, all the cells of your hand start, they touch all the other cells of your body. So that Reiki is going to where it needs to go. So let's bring that in as well. Are you Reikiing yourself?
No.
Okay, because the more you Reiki yourself, if you like doing that even before you get out of bed or anytime you lay down, like with the dogs when you're doing your siesta, and asking your angels and guides to help the Re to help you with the Reiki and also to amplify the healing work that Rachel does for you.
She always says that there's always an archangel that comes in when she works, and she'll tell me which
Wow.
one.
Well, then, and you might invite all of those, each one she's told you about, invite them to come and work with you to move that energy through your body and to heal every cell, every system, everything that your body does, you know, and you know, you can get, if you don't already have them, you can get a book that shows you about all the systems in the body and where they run, you know, the energy and the organs. You can see that what they look like healthy, and envisioning that in your mind's eye as you're doing the Reiki, that it's lighting up all those centers with the healing love energy. And what it'll take you a few minutes when in the beginning, but once you start seeing it, observing the energy, once you start seeing it, then you'll be able to do it very quickly. And you'd be able to do it from wherever you were. If you were having to wait in a doctor's office, you'd be able to just sit there with, take your deep breaths, move into your space and infusing all your body with love and, you know, broadcasting that out into the waiting room, you know? Yeah. I dare say that if you begin practicing that, then the next time you're talking about your brother with your therapist, she's going to see a whole different body image, having healed it at a deeper level, that even now the cells of your body are healing. We're so powerful with, you know, what we can do and how we can focus that love energy. Becomes magical.
Oh,
How does that feel?
you know, it's funny. In some ways, I feel so powerful standing in my power and being loving. And then sometimes it's just like I don't feel like I have any. But you know, I think that's just the way things are. You would go in and out of that. I guess right now
Yeah,
I feel
and
like you don't have much power, so.
well, and you know, we're trying to align with and acclimate to all the energy that's coming in around us, that's helping us to elevate our internal energy. But then we've also got everything that's happening in the world. And I dare say that if you look at what's ha if you've been taking in any kind of energy from externally, the outside world, that those are the times that you're going to feel more like you don't have any power. So then taking those moments to ask your angelic team to come in, you know, surrounding you with the, you know, the diamond steel force field shield or a pink bubble or whatever feels the most powerful for you, and infusing all of that with love. You know, and asking them to do it and for you to absorb all that love so that then you can broadcast it back out and help sustain your auric field and you know, because, well, Joe Dispenza talks about how it can get out to, you know, how many meters around you. And you know, I you know, you know that when you walk by somebody in the grocery store, you know, there are people when you walk by, you can feel that warm fuzzy from them. And there are people that you can walk by that you want to go around. You really want to get away from them. You can feel their energy. I mean, just like going to your event on Saturday, you felt the energy of those people. And when we're vulnerable, when we're tired, the other people's energy can get to us in ways that it can't when we're standing there in our power and we're fully protected with our shields. It's just different. And broadcasting love out, we can do that without letting negativity in. In that one video of Nancy Rebecca, she was talking about, and I got it backwards with the ones and zeros. But we're standing in our power, in that love vibration, the other people's thoughts can't get in. But we still live in human bodies. And how long can we maintain that love vibration? Well, if we're holding our breath and breathing shallowly throughout the day, then we're probably not going to hold that vibration very well. So retraining our body to take those deeper breaths is, it's critical. It's just critical. But the way the energy is lining up and the way everything is, it's shifting, I can just, I can feel it. I can see it. I'm excited to learn what, like, people like you, people who are, I come into contact with, what they're seeing and feeling in the next few months. Because if you're wanting to connect with spirit and talk with these loved ones, with your angelic team, it's like the world's your oyster, Are you ready? Because it's here. You can do it now. But you have to believe you can. You have to be able to accept that this is the power that I hold. And just take in whatever comes in for you. I think, we're going to be seeing and feeling and understanding what we've had buried so much easier. And when we're focusing on shifting our energy into that love vibration, it's going to illuminate the things that we've got buried. And it's going to show us, like, so much easier than having to wait till adversity knocks on the door or just barges right in. It's not going to have to come from adversity. We're going to be able to feel when you're infusing love into your energy centers, into your chakras, a thought may pop in from something that happened that you hadn't thought about in 50 years, 60 years, and there it is, something that happened in your childhood that now you can see it was just an experience. You can forgive everybody, everything that happened, and you can be free from all of that. And you're doing it, you're already in the love vibration. You're already holding that. So you don't have to feel the trauma of the experience anymore because it's already being bathed and healed with the love. It's not like, you got a bill for $50,000 that somehow pops up. I mean, that would freak anybody out. Not something like that that has to freak you out in order to look at it. Instead, you're already there in the love vibration, and here's something that, oh wow, ooh, that energy feels familiar, but now it's well, Florence talks about how rewriting the subconscious beliefs. So you're rewriting your operating system that's been holding things in the background. And you've done so much already that the only thing that's still in there is the really hidden stuff that's already been on the way to healing. And like you say, you think about your brother and it's just an experience, but there's just a little bit left with the body. that you'll be able to clear that out.
The talk I did last week, she talks about love and blessings and prosperity, but the idea of love, and it's when you're centered, you don't have to like go to the pump and work really hard. It's like it's coming out of an artesian well. There's so much of it, it's just flowing out. That metaphor just really spoke to me.
Awesome. Awesome. And that would be easy to see that love just going into all your energy centers. So, anything that works for you, hold on to it. Make it one of your support tools. Has anything been coming up for you that you wanted to talk about specifically today?
Well, I did want to ask you, how did you receive whatever that message was from Mr. Michael?
Well, I was, what was I doing? I think I was writing in my journal one morning, and he was like I didn't, in my mind's eye, I could see him. I knew who it was, and he conveyed to me that he wanted me to do a bracelet for you, that it was specific on what it held, the energy that it held, holds. Two of them, two of them. I was like, okay, because I knew what it was, and but it was just he. It was he felt it was important that you have the first one, and I'll tell you once you get the box, I'll go into more detail with that. But and then he was kind of like, and would you do this other one? Was like, yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Well, let me see what I got here, and. Really? Oh my gosh. That's too cool. Yeah, because the first time he was very confident about that he wanted me to do it and he knew I would do it. But the second one was kind of like, well, and this other one. I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
That was his being cute, and yeah, that was Michael. No doubt.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for you to get it because it turned into something way more than what I had originally thought, but it was even so much better. I was like, oh, this is great. I'm so excited. I was so excited to put it all together. And it's very lightweight, but it's a bigger box. It's a bigger box. It's not a little box, it's a bigger box. Did they get delivered to your house or do you have to go somewhere to pick them up?
Is it coming postal service?
USPS.
It'll probably be in the locked mailbox on the corner. We've got one of
Okay.
those, square boxes with a little,
Oh, yeah.
and then there's the two package boxes. So if it won't fit in the little one, it'll fit in the package box.
I put the box together and then I realized that the bottom was where the label, the Amazon label was that I needed to cover up. So open the opposite side of where the label is.
Okay.
The opposite side is actually the top. And I even put directions on there. Open the other side first. But the other one of the things that I did put the your bracelet in a little packet and put what the beads meant,
Oh,
but
thank you.
I forgot about the silver. The silver is protection from negativity. And that's what they have this silver, there's silver on everything that I sent you that you wear. So that's silver is a protection from negativity. And then I thought, well, yeah, vampires don't like it.
A what?
Vampires don't like it.
Well, the earrings that I bought are sterling silver.
Oh, cool.
So, and the stuff that, yeah, they seem to put Larimar in sterling silver, not gold. Maybe probably could have made them more affordable, but All of the stuff that I saw, it's in Sterling.
Oh,
So.
good, good. Yeah, that I meant to put the silver on there, and I didn't realize it till this morning. Oh, I didn't put what the silver means, so I thought, well, I'll have to just tell you. But that was
Well,
for protection.
that's great to know because, yeah. Little love bug there.
Yeah, he's wearing his Star Spangle bandana today. He goes to the groomers tomorrow. And he's a little rough because we've been out in the rain a lot.
Oh.
It's been raining here a lot. A lot. So, but everything in the every all the everything where I've got a curtain, it's all pulled up, and then I have to go back and put everything back, you know. I
After
put
it
this
airs out and dries.
Yeah, and it's by the time he leaves, everything's dry, but I wait a little bit, you know. But I've got all the ceiling fans on, and I don't know what the temperature is outside, but I'm going to have to open the windows, and if I have to, I'll just lower the AC so it's bearable in here. Because you know that one time I didn't, and man, I felt bad for days.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that,
I'm
but
glad you're taking care of yourself.
yeah, but I. Oh, bathroom. I don't know why.
You
And I
froze up.
leaned. Oh, am I back? Am I back? Okay. I leaned over the sink. I looked down. There's a huge spider in the sink. I mean, you know, with the legs, it was big. It wasn't a little guy. It was a big one. And I was like, I felt an adrenaline rush on that because we were way too close to each other. And of
Yeah.
course, he had to die. And that very day, there must have been another one on the wall in the bathroom. There's no windows in there. You know, I don't know where they're even coming from. And then I thought, well, are they coming up the sink? Or, you know, I don't know. But that was the next day. I was going to contact the landlord to see when the bug guy was coming again. And they called me the very next day. The bug people called me. So,
I'm glad they're on top of it, though.
Yeah, they come every 3 months. But usually I don't see anything before they come. But you know, we've had a lot of rain and it's gotten hot, so maybe that's it. I don't know. But I do not like the spiders. I don't like them at all. So, but anyway. Okay, well, so if you would take some time to look, you know, observe the past and see where there's you feel any resistance in your body, you know, and if you feel, you know, you can just observe it from, you know, I'm just going to stand over here and look at it over there. But be sure to ask your angels and guides to be with you to support you in case you start to feel any kind of really strong resistance. Then they're with you to help support you through that. And being able to infuse those situations, anything that you're feeling, that resistance energy about, infuse them with love. If you can right then, if not, then when you can, you know, as soon as you can go back and do it, because that will help to heal that experience. And of course, you know, make a note and we'll talk about it next week. But you know, there's just so, you've done so much work on clearing out the old and the energy that's not been serving you, and moving out of the anxiety that I don't know, I just feel like there's just like coffee grounds that we're just clearing that out, you know, and that you're just becoming more and more empowered with being able to choose, being able to sustain, you know, to elevate your energy and to sustain it. And do you feel like that you've moved that far?
Well, right now I'm very tired, and unfortunately I've been tired a lot, but and that has a lot to do with that. Yesterday did not seem like it was going to be as big a day because I didn't do the talk and I didn't do the meditation, but when I got home I was so exhausted. But I've barely been getting 6 hours sleep, so it's like I need to check in with myself when I'm not feeling tired to know where I really am.
Okay. Are you asking your angels and guides to help you with the sleep?
I do.
And it's not working or
Well,
not
it's
enough.
better than it would have been because I'm not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and not going back to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. We don't want to do
But
that.
I ask for a full restorative night's sleep, all that my body needs. And I don't think I'm getting it.
Okay. Then, just add that to it. I don't feel like I've been getting the rest. And, I've been having personally, I'm not being able, I was getting to bed between 10 and 11 and being able to go to sleep shortly thereafter. And one night over the weekend, it was 2 a.m. before I could, I wasn't even sleepy. I wasn't even close to being sleepy. I think Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night were all very late for me, and I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, but I wasn't really tired during the day either. But there's the energy that's coming in, it's wreaking havoc with sleep, with our with I think with our the rhythms of our bodies. And mean, maybe we're asking the wrong questions. Maybe we're asking for help with just that. Help my body to align with the energy, the love, the higher vibration of the love energy in such a way that I feel fabulous instead of tired. And we may have to try to fit in during the day. Well, I know you do a siesta. We're going to call it that because I really like that word. You do a siesta with the dogs. Is that after lunch or before lunch?
Right after lunch, yeah.
Right after lunch. Maybe if you can put another half hour on it so that if you need a nap, you can get it. I don't know about you, but there are times that if I lie down and even if I'm just reading and I'm really tired, 15, 20 minutes, maybe even 5, I feel rejuvenated and then I can keep going. There are other times I lay down, it's like I can't even do this and I just have to close my eyes and take a nap, and then it's an hour and a half later. But maybe being asking for a little bit more help with the alignment with everything that's happening, and to show you if there's anything that you can do that will help your body to feel better. And the Reiki could help with that. Doing a daily dose of the Reiki. I've noticed that because I call in the, any energies that Rachel sent to me, and I ask, that my angels and guides to help magnify that energy and do my own, with it. And invariably, when I start that, magic wants to get under the covers and snuggle. So he's like, I need some of that too, So he is right in there. And then you might find the dogs be, they start doing that too. And anytime that you Reiki them, that energy is going through you. So, and it's easier for us to infuse love into them than it is into ourselves. But the more you do it, then the more you'll be moving into that love vibration and bring that in, that I love, honor, and respect myself. I cherish myself. All the good stuff about you. I see myself as the angels see me.
I see myself with eyes of love. That was a Louise
There you
Hay.
go. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
William nearly always is touching me when we're going to sleep.
Is he?
He's up there, sometimes heads on the pillow, sometimes just below me at shoulder level, but he's either got a foot against my side or I've got my hand on his paw.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. What a guy. Now, do they do the whole I gotta stretch and push on you too? Almost push you
Sometimes.
out of bed.
Not so much that it feels like they're pushing me out of bed, but yeah.
Well, little guy here does that sometimes. It's like, dude, 'cause he'll be sideways in the whole bed. It's like, Madge, you're taking up way more space than I do. So to turn him around, go the other direction.
Tiny little body.
Yeah, but when he stretches out, he can be pretty long, with all the feet and everything. So, okay, well, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Don't think so.
Okay.
I will check the tracking number and see how it's going, and maybe I'll have it by Wednesday. Who knows?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Did your meal, what time does your meal usually come in? Do you know?
Mid-afternoon.
Oh, okay. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, if anything comes up, be sure to reach out.
I will.
And I guess I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay,
Take good
honey.
care.
All right.
Thanks so
Sending
much,
lots of
Kate.
love. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm glad you love the card.
Oh, I do love this card. I do love the card. It's so perfect. It's so him. I was actually looking, I was, for a hat for him, and a lot of the hats came with the goggles. And I thought, he won't wear the goggles, but you never can tell, he might. The
Well, if they're up
hat.
on top of the if the goggles are on top of a hat, he might, instead
Oh,
of space.
Okay, well, hon, we'll see you on Wednesday.
All
Thank
right,
you
thanks,
again
Kate.
so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.